Hi everyone, this is Dina, and I'm going to try to get through this episode, this podcast today. But they killed her. She's gone. And I'm left here just going back and reviewing my whole journey and this experience. I say they killed her because I requested so. I'm saying they killed her because I requested help. I requested for her to get IV treatment at home because she was having a hard time swallowing her medication. And was having a hard time taking so much medicine in a day. So I was requesting from our doctor that they offer or provide IV treatment of to keep her IV treatment for liquids to keep her hydrated, because that was a problem. Her hydration, she wasn't drinking enough water or drinking enough, and then to have her antibiotics again through IV like they do at the hospital. But they denied my request, saying that they had to make sure she could not swallow or get some type of speech therapist to evaluate or assess her swallowing, even though anytime she was in the hospital, they parade her food or whatever. I don't know if this podcast is helping anyone or if it's just something that helps me get through this painful situation that I found myself in. I don't know if people are really out here listening or even care. Usually, podcasts are for entertainment or information. But I know that there are caregivers out there. There's some that don't even know they're going to be caregivers soon or in the future. And there's different situations that are not as dire as my situation was with my mom. And to those people, I say you're lucky. But if there's anyone out there that's listening to this podcast to understand what could happen, or just to get some insight, or even to gain compassion, if you're not a caregiver and you know one, please support that person. Support that person by picking up the groceries or doing any kind of task that they may need you to do. Ask them, you know, I'm off on whatever day. Is there anything? Can I sit with your, you know, loved one? Or can I give you a break for an hour? Or can I pick you up some dinner? Or can I... Please help them. Please don't know that there's someone taking care of someone, and you know that they're over there taking care of a loved one or taking care of someone, and you have the time or resources to just help them, and you ignore it, please don't do that. If you're a compassionate person and you know that one day you're going to get old, please don't, you know, please don't do that. Just my mom went through so much unnecessary struggles and pain during this ordeal. There's so many people out there with knowledge and power and authority, and they just, I don't know if it's because we've gotten so numb to caring about people as people, or it's just their job to look at people as numbers and not human. I don't know their story. I don't know. All I know is the people that were involved in my mom's healthcare battle told me what I needed to do in order for them to do their job. It was always something more I had to do. When I needed the time, energy, emotion, love, and support to take care of my mom, that was what I was supposed to do. Not having to stay on the phone and call numbers and leave messages and wait for people to call me back. Not writing grievances and complaints because people weren't showing up. Not talking to doctors and other people that never knew my mom and told me what they could or could not do for her. I don't know. You know, everybody is. This is New Year's Day. This is the first of the year. And I'm facing this year without my mom for the first time. And I'm gonna have to be okay with that. And I'll get through this one way or the other. But if we keep becoming a country that disregard human life, if we don't honor and love and protect our elders, our seniors that were there for us, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, tomorrow brings. But I know a world that don't care about people and their humanity is a scary world. So even though they killed my mom, didn't respect her body, didn't do an efficient job with getting her the help she needed for whatever reason, It's gonna take, probably, like this country does, someone they consider valuable, important, some celebrity, some rich person's parent to get hurt in this system, some rich person's celebrity's parent to feel the wrath of this unhumanized, I don't know if that's the word, just this system that doesn't see humanity in a patient, in a family's request to take care of their loved ones. It's going to take something big like that for someone to finally look and say, oh. And I'm telling you, because this is the silent generation is dying out. Baby boomers are getting older. You can't feel safe in a world that treats people like they're not human beings. And if you think, and you may be right, because if you have a little bit of money or you have a lot of money, you may get treated better than the rest. But you know what? Sometimes that still doesn't stop people from treating you lower than, because you can be in a fragile state. Because people out there are looking for weak ones. The world is treating people so bad because they don't have money or they don't have status or whatever this world think they need, that even people that don't hardly have anything are looking for people that are weaker than them to crush them down. So you may keep thinking you don't need to care because you got money and you're going to be taken care of. Okay. This system is sick. Inhumane. And I'm just trying to do my part in warning you guys. Because I'm getting older. And one day I'm going to have to rely on someone to help me when I can't help myself. And that's, to me, a worrisome thought. But my mom told me when I was talking to her about this issue, that the right person will stand up for me like I stood up for her. So I am holding on to that sentiment. They killed her because they didn't care who she was. They didn't know her. They didn't care to know her. And she was just another body with an illness. And even though I tried to advocate and fight for her, they told me no, she couldn't have IV treatment at home. You want her to have IV treatment, take her to ER, where we gave her COVID and additional wounds on her body, because we weren't turning her every 2 hours like you tell everybody else to do. You weren't doing that in the hospitals. Take her to ER and take her to the hospital where she got the bed sore. No, I refused at the end. I held my mom until she took her last breath. I looked her in her eyes. I talked to her and I told her, how important and valuable she was to me. And I did the best I could for her. And that's what I have to live with, but, you know, there's so many others out there that don't even have that. Any kind of advocate for them on their behalf. And I'm trying to think of a way that I can help those individuals. But again, I just want to say this to wrap up this podcast. I might continue on to tell other things that has happened, but I don't want this to be just a podcast about bad situations or bad things. I really want to help other caregivers, especially people who are not like professionals that find themselves like me in the situation, have to learn how to change a diaper or order supplies or advocate for their loved ones or get the right medication or get the right supplies that they may need or the cream to help their skin or the right bed or, you know, right pillows to sit them up or help them not get sores or the right help to make sure that whoever is being a caregiver while they're gone. And, you know, I want to be that kind of person. I don't want to always be on this dark side, but I want this podcast to be a warning for those who do listen or have listened to this podcast or will listen to this podcast. If you're a caregiver, I hope you're getting the support you need. I know that I have a support group, and people have been wonderful. Without them, I don't know if I would have made it. So make sure if you're a caregiver, you're getting some kind of support. Each county, state and county, city should have some kind of resources. If you're not a caregiver and you know someone who is a caregiver, please offer them support. Just do what you can. Don't tell them to just call you. Call me if you need. No. We're not going to just call you if we need you. We may need you every day. You can't be there. So just say, hey, on this day I can come over. Just tell them what you can do, what you're willing to do. And bringing dinner or doing an errand, buying groceries or helping them. Usually a caregiver will tell you, you know, what would be helpful. If you let them know if you have the time or you can go do something for them, please just at least do that. Ask them if you can help do something, but know what you can do so that you really follow through with it. Don't just leave them with a hollow, you know, oh, you know, call me. Please don't do that. And then if you're getting older and you have status or celebrityism or influence, whatever it is, talk about this subject and bring it up, because I had to give up everything and no income. And, you know, it was an honor that I had, that I was able to do and step up for my mom. I would do it in a heartbeat again. Thank goodness she had a home for me to be in and an income that helped me sustain my life while I was here with her, and that I sold my assets to be here with her. But that's disgusting that we have a system that, and usually it's the woman that has to give up everything to help take care of her family. That should be, especially with the generations that are growing older now. We need to have a discussion, and it needs to be more help. And one of the things, like I found out, my mom lives in the state of California, which is one of the most expensive states there is, next to, I guess, New York, and I don't know where else. But, you know, they based her ability to get help by the state based on her income, and only gave her I think it was like a living, like what do they call it? They only took like $600 as not depreciation. I can't think of the word. I'm sorry, but they have this formula in which they use to figure out Social Security. Not Social Security, is it Social Security? The state, Medicaid, figures out if you can qualify for additional services. So they allow you like only $600 for living cost or something like that. It's just ridiculous. It's like, who can live off of $600? It's like, where is that coming from? Like, who think of these things? Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so what I would like for you guys to take from this podcast, again, I'm saying it again. If you're a caregiver, make sure you take care of yourself. Get some support. If you know a caregiver, give them support. Let them know what you can do for them. Be supportive. Learn how to be supportive and not selfish. Even if it's just the little things you can do, do something for a caregiver. If you know of one, don't ignore it. If you're getting older and you have influence and money, bring these subjects up to whoever needs to hear them. Let's talk about this stuff. This is going to happen to all of us one day. So to just keep ignoring it is ridiculous. And then if you are a person who is vulnerable or who relies on a caregiver or other people to help you, I pray for you and I hope that you have someone in your corner that's really looking out for your best interests. My mom is gone now. She's gone. She's not in any more pain. And she's gone. But that shouldn't have been the way she left this world. She should have been honored and valued and treated with the utmost respect. She wasn't on welfare, even though that doesn't change that she's a human being, regardless of what she's on. She raised us in a home and worked most of her life until she had to retire. And she deserved the honor and respect that they did not give her. And I don't want anybody else to have that story, even though I know it's probably out there. It needs to stop. Take care. I'm signing off. Bye-bye.